This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Thank you for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. My name is Zach. I'm here with Laura. We talk about something today that's actually been on my mind for a little while. I mean, it's kind of always on my mind. How do you measure success? How do you move forward relationally? A buddy of mine across the street and I started a project that I think is going to be fun for you and your partner to consider. So we're going to tell you all about that. Also, here's one more reminder about the Seven Principles workshop that we have coming up. I think that's in the middle of May, May 12th and 13th. We'd love to have you join us. There's more details inside this episode. But for now, this is a fun one and I hope you'll enjoy it. This is a very cool conversation. Stick around. Do you know what I think about all the time?
Crumble cookie.
No. The pile of boxes in your garage.
It's out of control right now. Thank you so much for addressing the need.
I think about it twice a day.
I know that I'm not the only one that is going, because I've seen TikToks that make fun of piles of boxes. So I have my lane. My lane is I do all the ordering, meaning like someone has a birthday party coming up and I'm responsible for buying birthday presents. And I make sure the food is all stocked in the fridge and I cook all the meals. Mm-hmm. And for the majority of the time, I'm busy like washing all the clothes. Like I'm pretty much homemaker 101. Like I'm the one. However, it is an unspoken rule that whatever comes to the door in a box, I take it out, I put it away, and then the box just gets thrown out into the garage, and where it lands is where it lands. That is now my husband's department. Oh, there's another box on the ground. What are you going to do with it? Yeah. So there is currently
a lot of boxes.
You cannot find actually the door without, and that's intentional. I will place boxes in front of the door. Mm-hmm. You have a box cutter.
I do.
Even my mom knew what to do yesterday. I got like one of those meal kits delivered. And so we emptied it. And then she goes, and then the box just goes in the garage. And I was like, it's magic. Yeah. It goes in the garage. And then a month and a half later, the box disappears. But for the month and a half where the boxes stay, it becomes a new fort, like a new challenge. It's kind of like the floor is lava or parkour in my garage for a month.
Oh my gosh, I'm crying.
Yeah. Are you responsible for box breakdown at your house?
It's not a thing. Whoever opens the box, they break it down, they put it in the recycling, it's done. It's over.
That's what you would think. Like, that's what you would think.
I know. That's in my house, that's how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's not how it works in my house. And I'm even learning that even like the dishes, if you ate off of a plate, you rinse it, you put it in the dishwasher. That's the assumption, right? No.
Yeah.
No. Anywho,
how's your training going?
I love that you asked me that. It's going really well. My body is tired. It's tired and sore.
When is it?
Mm-hmm.
When is it?
I'm 7 weeks out. This is considered peak week. And I don't know how many peak weeks I have, but I feel like I'm not peaked yet. I'm still building. So
yeah,
I need to get in the pool and swim. Because that is it's just no fun to get in the pool when you're cold. But I'm dialing in my diet. I was telling you about that. I'm seeing some things on my stomach that resemble muscle. It's weird.
Okay.
It is weird. And ribs. There's ribs there. I don't know if you are aware, but
you look like an athlete.
Yeah. You have ribs underneath whatever this layer is. Do you remember those things?
I'm not aware. Nope.
So it's happening, which is really
sometimes good. When I get out of my bed, they hurt, but I haven't seen them in a really long
Why
time.
Why would your ribs hurt when you get out of bed?
Because I'm 50.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Sometimes when I sit the wrong way, or if I like walk too far to get.
When you're 50, do you get the walking farts?
I don't know. I'm not actually 50 yet. I'll be 50 this summer.
Right. That's right.
But I like to I like to tell people that I'm 50.
I'm 50
I don't mind.
And I'm older. Fabulous.
I also think about like when you're training, like what do you do? Like what are your like mental, like what do you tell yourself? How do you keep going? Do you have little like mantras?
I do. Well, I really only have one mantra, which is just get in the car. Like once I'm in the car, once I have made that moment to like get in the vehicle to go swim, get in the vehicle to go to my running group or whatever it might be, then I know it's game on. Cause never have I ever gotten in the car and gotten, you know, like out of the driveway and out of the neighborhood and turned around and been like, nah, this isn't going to happen. So
I don't hate being in the pool. I hate going to the pool.
I think, yeah, it's the whole like getting out of your clothes thing. That's tough.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's cold. It is really enjoyable in the summer, which it's not even going to matter because I will have done everything by May. And we're like in the apocalypse right now of snowstorms in Bend, Oregon. But it's really lovely to
swim. No, but that's what I mean. That's what it sounds like you're saying. You're saying you don't hate being in the pool. No. You hate going
to the pool. I hate going to the pool. I hate getting in my swimsuit. I hate being cold. Yeah. I hate like the moment where you just sort of like sit in the pool or stand and you're just shivering and you're just like fiddling with everything, kind of just procrastinating to actually put your head in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's my thing. Just get in the car. And the other thing, when I'm swimming, I have a mantra that's supposed to sort of like elongate my glide. So I think it's, I forget what it is, but something I always think like, and glide and glide and glide. That's about it.
Right. Yeah.
What's happening with you?
But you're confident in your bike. You're confident in your run.
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good. And then, you know, most people say you only need to swim, well, when you look at it, let's just say 6.5 hours worth of this thing, I'm only going to be in the water for 40 of that. So how much time do I need to dedicate to my swim? Yeah. I mean, I think the most because that's the one where people drown. It's not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's new with you? Are you stretching? How's the streak going? No. How's your,
although today is, I have officially set a brand new flossing streak. It is the longest ever.
Wow.
Ever.
When you go to
last time I said this to you last time, I had beat the previous streak. Uh-huh. That was what I'd done last time. And now I'm in like
a new
brand new blue sky territory.
When you wake up, do you think about your flossing streak?
No.
Okay. How about like at any point during the day, do you think about your flossing streak?
Yeah, I think about it a few times a day, starting with when I actually floss.
Okay. Wonder if,
which is always in the shower.
People in general would be motivated by something like that related to their marriage. Like if they were trying to create some kind of a habit, I think you're special. Oh, what? Did I just tap into something for you?
I wasn't going to talk about this today, but I could.
I think we're going there.
Hey gang, just wanted to give you another reminder about the 7 principles workshop that Laura and I are doing in May. It's coming up on May 12th and 13th. We'd love to have you. It's a great opportunity to revisit the principles and practices of the Gottman body of research. You can do it on a weekend, or Laura has her weekly workshop series that's going to go on. I think they're on Wednesday nights, and we'd love to have you join us. You don't have to take my word for it, though. Just have a listen to what we heard from one of the couples that was with us in our last event.
Hi, how's it going? This is Mike.
Jessica Marshall.
And we attended Zach and Laura's marriage therapy weekend. And I would highly, highly recommend it. Jessica and I had a great time, felt like we reconnected. We've been together for almost 10 years, and I feel like this has kind of brought us back to a honeymoon stage a little bit. Jess, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, and I think since the workshop and even before that, like we've been listening to the podcast, and since the workshop, we've even just been sharing with our friends and family, you know, different things that we learned from the workshop and some of the things that stood out to us. Some of the things that Zach said over the weekend about repair is more important than the resolve, and making sure that when you're in a fight that marriage and your happiness stays at the forefront.
I think our favorite part is, I think after that first 3-hour session, Jessica and I actually sat together and we ugly cried with each other. And I think a lot was forgiven from our past and marriage. And I'm just really happy that we can, we had this weekend together where we could share things with each other, find out things about each other we didn't know. And Zach and Laura facilitated a great program. It was fun doing things with the other couples and actually doing workshop type things. And yeah, we really appreciate it. And to be honest with you, we talked about doing the same workshop over again just to kind of get closer with each other. So we appreciate it. Thanks, Zach and Laura.
Thank you, Zach and Laura. Thank you so much.
So yeah, we would love to have you. Friday night's a little bit like a date night. It's a lot of fun. We laugh a lot. Saturday, we jump into things a little bit more seriously to help manage some of the more challenging parts of the relationship. But altogether, it's a real benefit. We love you. We love it. You'll love it. Hope you'll join us. The next one is May 12th and 13th. You can register by the end of April to get the early bird discount. Again, we'd love to have you. I'm with you on this. And I just had the whole lecture with some clients about this. And I was kind of waiting to see how it worked out, but I'm going to float this idea by you.
Do your clients get to talk during therapy? Because you always recount like the lecture that you gave them.
The 45-minute lecture.
I gave. And then at the end you go, so how are you?
Yeah. So what are you thinking about all that
stuff?
Yeah.
We've got 3 minutes left. I'd love to hear what you're thinking about.
No. Do you want me to tell you what I'm thinking about? Like this thing?
This is the opportunity for a lecture because nobody's paying for this time.
No, I'm not going to lecture. I'm going to tell you what you think, because I think we can build something really brilliant.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Have you heard of 75 hard?
Yes. Remember how I think we talked about it?
Oh yeah, you were going to start it. And I was like, you're not going to finish 75. You're like, yes, I am. I'm like, mm-mm.
No, I was.
And then you dropped out after like, what, 3 days or something?
I don't even think I made it 3 days. No. Yeah. I didn't get
75
serious.
Hard is ridiculous. It is crazy. I think I don't think people should do this thing, but
why?
People love it. Because it's super extreme. And I know enough people who have finished it. And after finishing it, they bounce right back into the thing that they were trying to escape beforehand because it's so extreme. But 75 hard is this, like, I mean, you can find it on the internet if you want to, but it's a 75-day sort of fitness, mental health, wellness challenge. And you have to do all these things. You have to work out twice a day for 45 minutes each time.
Yep.
One of those has to be outside. You have to drink a gallon of water. There's no alcohol. There's some kind of like nutrition or diet plan that you get to pick, but you have to stick to. I think you have to picture of yourself every day. I think you have to read like 10 pages of a self-help book. It's really, I mean, it's designed to get you doing things.
You know a lot about 75 hard.
I do. Okay. Because remember that thing that I was a part of, the Dad Edge?
Yeah. Were they doing it?
It's very popular in the kind of the Dad Edge scene.
Okay.
And there's a lot of accountability there. It's great. I think if it works for you, it works for you. I got invited twice. I was like, nope, it's not going to work for me. I will be miserable. I will completely freak out if I have to try and tick all these boxes. Plus, if you fail one day, you got to start over. Like if you forget. If you drink like 3/4 of a gallon of water, you have to start over on day one.
You lose your book and you.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So I think you remember something that I was calling 45 medium.
Yeah.
So 45 medium was much more chill. It was much more like, I'm just going to do this, like some stuff that feels important to me. Like I had meditation maybe on there. Flossing was on there. Get some exercise in, but not like radical, just like, I'm going to hold myself accountable to 45 medium.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't terribly successful at 45 medium either. I just didn't have enough energy about it. And so I didn't ever take it on. And then, so I got into a conversation with my neighbor, Rob, who lives across the street.
Rob.
And we were talking about, he was like, I'm going to do 75 hard. I was like, do not do that. I promise you, Rob, and I know Rob. So I'm not like, I'm helping Rob.
Yeah.
I'm not discouraging Rob. So I told him about 45 medium and he was like, that sounds amazing. Let's do, I like to do 45 medium. And then we just forgot. That was like 2 months ago.
Okay.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
So then I was realizing that I have to go to Cabo in like a month.
Yeah.
And I was like, Rob, I have an idea. Let's do 30 soft. Oh, God. So we're doing 30 soft. And
are you currently doing 30 soft?
I'm currently in the middle of 30 soft.
How soft is soft for you?
Very, very soft.
Is it going to make a difference?
I don't know. It's fun to be in something, and it's fun to be accountable to Rob and whatever else. But my point is, and I'll tell you all about 30 soft if you want. But my point is, I was telling a couple in my practice about 30 soft because we got there organically. I wasn't like, hey, you guys want to know what's up in my life?
I have a lecture to tell you about 30 soft.
We got there organically and they were like, I think we should do that. I think we
could. For the relationship.
For the relationship.
Yeah.
We could create 30 soft just for us. And so Rob and I, we have a spreadsheet and I sent it to them and they, their homework, they're currently, I haven't seen them and I won't see them for a little, was to draft or craft the version of 30 soft that was going to help them do what they wanted to do in their relationship. And it was specifically to counter their primary complaint, which is we are so busy. We're so flipping busy.
Yeah.
We don't have time for one another and we're missing out on things that are really important to us. And I just don't know how, I mean, if I had said, well, why don't you try 75 hard? Or why don't you try a 75 day extreme challenge? No way. Even 45 medium felt overwhelming. Yeah. I'm going to see them in about a month. And so they were like, can you send it to us and we'll direct it. And so I think, you know, you started this by saying, what if there was something that would be like a challenge that you could do like, kind of like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm all about it right now.
Yeah. Cause
I think it's got teeth.
Can I tell you something? First of all, I cannot go any longer without mentioning that this is also happening in my life where I am somebody's accountability buddy. So remember when you came to my school to pick up Holden and
I remember
you were like, I got to meet all your hot mom friends.
I did not use the word hot, but I did meet your friends.
I'm almost certain you did because she was so flattered and you even said it on the podcast. So hot mom friend is turning 40 and she was like, Laura, I want you to be my accountability buddy. I'm saying this out loud to you. What's that?
Is it Becky?
No, it's Ellie. Okay.
So I say Becky with contempt.
I'm saying this out loud so that she knows that now the whole world, all 85,000 million billion people on the planet now know that she needs to be. So she said, I'm turning 40 in 46 days. My goal is to work out 40 days. And I said, awesome. What does that mean? So then we decided, okay, it means it's not walking and it's a minimum of 30 minutes. So anything that is working out, it could be yoga, it could be, you know, running, it could be whatever, but it can't be walking. And she gives herself 6 days to be able to break it. Unfortunately, I think she missed the first 3 days, but the accountability is she sends me a photograph mid workout. And I said, I will save these in an album and then I will play them back to you, all 40 of these pictures before she turns 40. So I'm going to be, you know, on her sort of the Cabo thing, right? She's like, I got to go to San Diego for my birthday and I want to look nice and I want to feel good. So I have to mention that thing. Now, here's what I was thinking about with yours, which is you said, I want you to choose one specific thing in your marriage that you are trying to tackle. And I was thinking about 75 hard. 75 hard is like your mental health. It's your physical, like hydration. It's your sleep, I think, is also something that's included in that. There's so many components that you are focused on that I feel like it would be too difficult for you to hit all of them. I'm really curious about that.
Can I tell you about 30 soft and then we'll see if we can, like the one that Rob and I are actually doing?
Yes.
And then we can see if it works for marriages.
Okay.
Somehow. So Rob and I, we have five categories.
Ooh. Okay.
We have the mind, the body, the relationship, the universe.
Ooh.
And then something that we're calling UGG. So here's how it works. Every day you get to check up to five boxes. Actually, there's a sixth box, which I'll tell you about in just a second. Every day you can check up to five boxes. Like, did you do something? Did you softly stretch yourself in the area of your mind?
Okay.
Did you softly push your body in a way that you might, like, might go beyond? Did you do something for the relationship that was healthy or well for the, for your relationship with mine with Rebecca, his with Haley?
Okay.
That would feel like a little, she might notice, right? Did you do something to make the universe a better place? Did you tip somebody extra? Did you, like, give food to a homeless person on the street?
Oh, like, I like that.
Something that just kind of makes the universe a better place. And then UGG is, did you do something that you did something that you didn't want to do, or you didn't do something that you did want to do? So like yesterday I had to make a phone call to the, like, our health insurance.
You didn't want to
putting it off, putting it off, putting it off. Yep. So I was like, UGG. Oh, so I did that.
I got to like check that box. Category.
So in order for you to be successful, you have to check three of the five boxes.
Okay.
Four out of the 7 days.
Three so out of how many? Five.
Three out of five boxes.
Three out of five.
Four out of 7 days. So it's not this super duper intense thing.
Okay.
It's like, it's just an attention and an awareness around those five things. Uh-huh. Two of which, you know, like the universe is kind of fun to think about. Like, what did I do yesterday?
I like that a lot.
I did something yesterday that I thought, like, this makes the world a better place. And I just told Rob about it, and it was kind of cool. Right. Mm-hmm. And then we have this one more category. It's called project, and you have to do one project a week.
Oh, okay.
So something in your house, like the boxes in your garage, this is probably why I think about the boxes. Okay. So like once a week, you got to tackle a project that is like going to demonstrably check something off your box.
Okay.
It's different than UGG. It's like bigger. So I was telling this couple about it, right?
Laura Heck.
And I was telling this couple about it, and I was like, you know, you guys could do this where you had, if we even go back to our list of like intimacy things, like intellectually, did you check the intellectual box? Did you check the emotional box, the physical box, the sexual box, the spiritual box?
I like that.
It doesn't have to be those things. This couple in particular, they were really wanting to try to figure out how to have more fun.
Right.
And this is kind of how we got there, because he was like, I need to gamify it. Like if I'm going to, I need to turn on the competitive part. And I was like, great. Let's try this. So they're trying to get three out of five checks a day, four out of 5 days. And then they're going to call that success for themselves. So I don't know how we market it or make $1 billion off of it or whatever.
I know. But like, what I was just thinking is, I think we need to make this a community. I was just thinking app, but you know, you have apps that you use to track things. Like there are tracking apps that already exist. But I think as a community, we need to be able to do this, because what ends up falling down, and we talked about this on the previous podcast, I don't know if it's already aired, is if you want to make a change in your life.
All of our previous podcasts have already aired.
Okay. If you want to make a change, how do you do it? Accountability is such a big deal. So yours, how do you check in with your neighbor?
Rob and I, we have to, we text each other every day, something like, what do you think about my project? I send him a picture of a project I did here in the birdhouse the other day.
Okay.
And then, or I'll talk about how, you know, maybe I just got off the Peloton, or I, here's something I did for Rebecca. Or like the other thing is, I'll see his checks on the spreadsheet that we have.
Oh, you keep a spreadsheet. Like, that's right.
Yeah. I was like, how did you check the UGG box today?
Mm-hmm. What did you do for it?
He'll tell me. Yeah. And so it's just a way of us kind of spurring one another on.
Okay.
And so
I think that this could exist.
We could have a 30 soft. We could have a Marriage Therapy Radio 30 soft.
That's what I'm thinking.
Challenge.
But it, I think it
I don't want to call it a challenge.
No.
We call it an adventure.
Adventure? The 30 soft adventure?
I don't know.
How would we make this for the relationship? I like the idea of doing the five categories of a connection. I think that's really cool.
The other part that's really cool, I think for us, me and Rob in particular, is what is the place that you can gently stretch?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I think people come into therapy and we do a lot of things where I'm like, okay, I want to give, they want homework. And I can't tell you how many people are like, oh, they'll email me the day before the appointment and be like, I forgot the homework. What is it? I'm like, why are you waiting till the day before it's due to do like,
I don't want
people to feel like they have to like do a big thing.
Right.
I want there to be gradual, like attentive change to areas that are important to you.
Mm.
So Yes, we could label the five areas, or you could label them for yourselves, right?
Like, or maybe not five, because when you said five, that was the whole point of me saying the 75 hard is too much, too broad.
Broad.
So maybe your 30 soft is, I'm really working on not being critical in my relationship. I'm just a really critical human being. This is something I really want to focus on, or I really want to focus on being more physically affectionate with my partner. And so the 30 soft... I know, right? I know I was going to get there. I knew I was going to get there. Is to have, you know, like maybe two physical expressions of love for my partner. Maybe I, you know, sit down next to them and I offer a massage, or I tickle their back while they're falling asleep, or whatever it might be. Or I, you know, like initiate a kiss. I think it needs to be what people make it for them.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I think it should be exactly what you want. Those things that you just said, I would put them in, like if I were doing those things, I would put them in either the UGG category or the relationship category. Right. In terms of my current one with Rob. Right. If I was like, yeah, I fell asleep gently rubbing Rebecca's back last night. That's not UGG, but I would be like, that would be new. That would not be a thing that I would typically do, but it would be something she would notice, you know? Mm-hmm. And that would be enough, right? It wouldn't be this like 6 second kiss, or I'm going to like try and have a date night twice a week or something. It's just something that feels like attentive change. And the thing I like about the way we built ours is how much flexibility there is in it. Like it's really hard to fail at 30 soft for us. Like it's really hard to fail. But if you said, hey, I'm going to try and be less critical and you say something critical, oh, actually that's the one that you said that I would put that in the UGG box, where it's like, oh, I really bit my tongue like four times. I wanted to say, what the heck is wrong with this pile of boxes, but I didn't. And so I gave myself a little pat on the back. Like I did something good, and that doesn't have to be public. You don't have to declare that from the mountaintops, but the thing I think that's fun about what Rob and I are doing is I get new ideas from him.
Yeah.
And he gets new ideas from me. Like, I don't know if he uses mine or I use his, but like, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have thought of that, you know? Mm-hmm.
I like this. I like this a lot. And you know that what I enjoy about it and what I would love to see is couples who pair up with other couples as accountability partners.
Yeah. Yep.
Not
that's what we could do. We could pair them up. It'd be like you, Jesse and Allie could be with, you know, Jesse and Allie are like our power couple. They, I think they won fantasy football and they were in the top 10% in the March Madness thing.
March Madness.
They were like near the top.
By the way, Zach sent me a screenshot and he was like, Rebecca won. And I was like, is it over? And he's like, it's been 3 weeks. I did nothing. I did literally nothing.
And you still beat me.
Twice now I beat you.
Yeah. No, Rebecca, that sweet girl, she was in last place entire time.
Uh-huh.
Like from tip off.
Did she watch it?
Her bracket was a disaster. And she watched it with me. Okay, yeah.
She knows.
But she picked Connecticut to win the whole thing and they did. So she won the whole bracket. Yeah.
My sweet mom has been watching the women's college basketball.
That's over too, by the way.
What's that?
That's also over.
Oh, well, I know it's over because she called me in tears and she was like, these girls, they scored over 100 points.
I know. They did.
And I laughed so hard in her face. I was like, Mom, you are so emotional right now. And she's like, I know.
Don't take that away from her.
It's just been so great in Bend, Oregon. Yeah. And her emotions are all over the map. Yeah. And she's like, she cries at women's basketball. What can I say?
Yeah.
All right. We're landing on something. I think it would be really neat to get some feedback from couples.
Yes, 'cause
I have a feeling that this is like you're listening to it and you're going, yes, yes.
I have some ideas.
Yes. I love this idea. And I'm like, cool. If you like it, then talk to your partner about it.
Run
get
with
both
it.
Of
it.
You on the same page.
Do it with your neighbor across the street.
Yeah. Or do it with your best friend couple and just say, I know you're on board. Can you get your partner on board? Let's do this together.
Lala, I have a good idea.
Yes.
We should see if we can get some couples to do it.
Okay.
30 soft, like just in their neighborhood. I'll send you the spreadsheet. You can do it all by yourself. And then we'll have an episode of the podcast that they get to come on and we'll talk about their experience. And that would be amazing. We'll have like a free for all, be like a battle royale on the podcast.
Hold on. Let's do this. Let's set a date because we need to have a start date and an end date.
Well, we have to find out if anybody wants to do it first.
I know everybody wants to do it. This is an amazing idea. I know you want to do it.
Okay, fine. So,
I just love that it's called 30 soft.
Yeah. So send us an email. I mean, we'd have to start somewhere around like May 1st.
I think that's a really good. So May to June.
May to June. And then we'll have you on the podcast. If you complete it, we'll have you on the podcast like in June, like the early part of June.
Okay. So here's the commitment. You have to do it. You have to get your partner to do it with you. And you have to partner with another couple. That's what I want.
You and your partner have to agree to do 30 soft together and rope in one other couple.
Yep.
If you don't have a couple in your real life, we can pair you up with anybody who is, who sends us
an
email.
That would be kind of fun.
And then anybody who wants to and successfully, appreciates 30 soft can come on the podcast in June and we'll talk about it together.
I love this idea.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Look at, we pulled it out of our butts right now. This is great.
Okay. But you got to email us. I'm happy to share the spreadsheet with you. That is a thing I will do.
You are speaking to a population that does not exist, FYI, because I have a feel like the spreadsheet population, the people that get jammed, they're not our listeners.
I don't know, man. Rob made us a spreadsheet. It's gorgeous.
And
he's a nerd. He's like a super
nerd.
Does
Rob listen to our podcast?
He does.
Mm.
He's going to be, he only does because he's my neighbor, but he's going to be so thrilled to be like featured on the podcast.
I'm sure Ellie's really pumped they outed her too.
Who?
Ellie, hot mom.
I didn't think that's what you said her name was. I thought her name was something else.
No, it's Ellie.
When is her birthday?
I think it's like May.
Like in 30 8th. Days.
We're going to celebrate it on Cinco de Mayo.
We're down just a couple of weeks.
I'm going to eat a lot of refried beans with her on her birthday. Her celebrated right birthday. Okay. So info@marriagetherapyradio.com. And we will have you on the podcast probably immediately after this ends.
Yeah. We'll set like a recording date, like in early June.
Okay. I love all of this. Before we go to Germany, that's going to need to happen.
Yeah. If we go to Germany, that, I mean, whatever.
All right. Now we should land this plane that we have all these brilliant ideas and we just constructed it together. This is quite literally how the podcast was built. With Zach and Laura, our buddies, they get on the air and they talk to each other and then we just record our voices.
I'm into it.
I am too.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Laura.
You're welcome. Let's land this plane. Okay. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. What a fun episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. We're really pumped on the 30 soft. I cannot handle that. We're going to leave it. It's going to be 30 soft and I cannot wait for you guys to join us. So we're going to start on May 1st, but before we begin, we want to select our folks that are going to be working on this and then we'll have you on the podcast, but send us an email, info@marriagetherapyradio.com, or Zach wanted to say, hit him up at the Instagram. So that's Marriage Therapy Radio as well. Couple of things. We want you to participate with your partner, and then we want you to have another couple that you are also accountability partners with. Those are sort of the two stipulations as far as what you are holding yourself accountable for the 30 days. That's up to you, but we want to know that you're interested. So email us. Thanks so much for all of your time and attention, making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.